a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The three things you need to know this hour first.
An Army pilot born in Hawaii laid to rest in Brigham City. People say Kirk Takeshi Fujigami always dreamed about being an Apache chopper pilot. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the first trailer for Ghostbusters Afterlife is out on the web. It's supposed to be a sequel to the 1984 smash hit. The film stars Paul Rudd and Finn Wolfhard, and it looks pretty good. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards.
Well, no problems reported right now going northbound on Redwood Road, I-215's west side on the north end, or northbound on Legacy. But if you are traveling in Davis County, you will see some heavy and slow traffic northbound on Highway 89, Farmington through Kaysville. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A nice day with temperatures in the 40s, but there are storms on the horizon. I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 39 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The latest House impeachment hearing is a wrap after more than 9 hours of testimony before the House Judiciary Committee. The top Democratic investigator says President Trump's actions with Ukraine are a threat to national security, while Republicans are calling the proceedings absurd.
There have been a lot of long hours here over the weekend, a lot of pizza being eaten by members of the committee. They are moving very quickly here. We are likely to see these articles, see the charges, some point in the coming days. Then it seems likely that they will vote these out of the committee before the end of the week. That, of course, then sets you up for the full House to have a vote sometime next week, right before Christmas.
ABC News senior congressional correspondent Mary Bruce. FBI Director Christopher Wray says yes, his agency made some serious mistakes as it launched the Russia probe. But in an exclusive interview with ABC News, Wray says an inspector general's report found no improper intent.
It's important for the American people to know that when the FBI opens an investigation, it does so with proper predication, with proper authorization, based on the law and the facts and nothing else.
When asked about the report, President Trump called it a disgrace. Investigators are still looking for a motive in last week's deadly shooting at Naval Air Station Pensacola.
ABC News has learned the FBI is investigating an incident from April when an instructor mocked the appearance of Mohammed al-Shamrani in front of several other military trainees. The companies responsible for the training said appropriate personnel action was taken after the incident, and they're cooperating now with the investigation. We're told the FBI has seen evidence the attack could be the result of terrorism, problems the shooter was having at flight school, or a combination.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. The Dominican Republic says starting next week, it's going to require visas for Venezuelans who have fled the country in droves and headed to the Dominican Republic because of economic and humanitarian conditions in their homeland. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Today, Governor Herbert made it clear computer science is important to Utah, especially for the next generation. Herbert is urging lawmakers to set aside $10 million in the upcoming state budget for computer science education.
Computers have certainly changed the world that we live in. And as I think about it, before the computer, an app or an application was what you did to get a job. You'd fill out an application. A program was a TV show. A cursor was somebody who used profanity. A keyboard was on the piano. And memory was something that you lost with age. So we just see the nomenclature that's changed to our society.
There are currently some 5,000 open computing jobs in Utah, but there aren't enough qualified workers to fill them.
As we say, as we get around and speak to young people, if you want a good job, get a good education. But the practical aspects of an education is it allows you to go out in the marketplace and find a good job. And computer science is at the top of the list in finding good jobs. We have a lot of opportunities. Around the country, we have hundreds of thousands of jobs in computer science that are left unfilled because we're only graduating about 50,000 people a year in computer technology. So we have a gap there. By the way, when I talk about a good job, the average salary for somebody who has a computer science technology degree is $81,000.
That's nearly double the state's average. KSL News Time 519. You've been listening to The In-Depth of 15 and 45 Now. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's a heavy and slow ride westbound on the 21st South Freeway between I-15 and 215. And again, from 5600 West into Magna. Also starting to see traffic building southbound. I-215's West Belt, California Avenue to 3900 South. More delays on the South Belt going eastbound Redwood Road to I-15. Southbound slowdowns on I-15. Most of those stretch from just before 33rd South to Midvale, and also heavy and slow leaving Sandy and going through Draper. Michelle?
Well, westbound I-80 is starting to get just a little slow as you're headed toward SR-36. This is making your way toward Tooele. If you're on Bangor Highway, again, we have pretty solid scattered delays. This is going to be from Salt Lake all the way down to the Riverton-Bluffdale line. I-15 into Utah County, southbound in good shape, northbound. We still have those delays due to a crash that's in American Fork. Glenn?
Your northbound voyage in I-15 in good shape, Murray to the downtown area, then busy to the north interchange from the ramps. Then you're moving well past Lagoon and into Kaysville, where you got a higher volume of traffic through Layton to the mall. And southbound I-15 in Davis County slowing a bit from Sunset to SR-193. Highway 89 still busy northbound from Lagoon to Kaysville's 200 North. Visit the Piano Gallery in Murray and save hundreds, even thousands, during the holiday piano sale at the Piano Gallery Superstore. I-15 and 53rd South in Murray. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. The 7-day forecast now. Listen to Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Well, nice improvement in our air quality, compliments of our weekend storm. You can finally see across the Valley. Tonight, 26 for the low, partly cloudy and 41 for the high on Tuesday. We'll start to see the haze start to build back in Tuesday into Wednesday into Thursday, although it won't be nearly as bad as it got last week. A storm system will move in on our Friday into Saturday, bringing valley rain, changing over to snow. High temperatures will fall down into the 30s by Saturday with lows in the 20s. Even colder air moves in for Sunday, Monday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
It's 39 degrees, KSL News Time 522, and time for Zions Bank Speaking on Business with Chris Redgrave.
This is Chris Redgrave for Zions Bank Speaking on Business. The Children's Center in Salt Lake City embraces their commitment to health and well-being of our children by providing evidence-based therapy for children and families. Rebecca Dudson, CEO of the Children's Center, states this life-changing work is affecting the stability and mental well-being of the most vulnerable population by teaching children up to the age of 7 coping skills that can last a lifetime. Through their expertise in this important work, the Children's Center is bringing families together because they're addressing overall emotional health. Rebecca is proud of the fact that the Children's Center is one of the largest organizations of its kind in the United States by serving infants through young children. It's known for therapeutic preschool programs. There's also child and family therapy and an early childhood consultation and training program to teach other providers about social-emotional development. With their comprehensive services, they're reaching 1,800 children and families every year. This trauma-educated agency clearly understands the impact of trauma on the family. As an evidence-based therapy team of 110 people, the Children's Center knows their treatment works because they have measurements in place to track the long-term benefits of increased self-reliance and performance in school of their children. This life-changing treatment benefits society and individuals because research has found a connection between good social and emotional development and lifelong health and well-being. Find out more online at childrenscenterutah.org. For Zions Bank, I'm Chris Redgrave, speaking on business.
Want to accelerate your business in an amazing way? Then get the Amazing Business Credit Card from Zions Bank. You'll earn $1,000 cash or 100,000 points when you spend $7,500 in the first 90 days. It's just one more way Zions Bank makes everyday spending a lot more rewarding. For business rewards that add up fast, Zions Bank is for you. Learn more at zionsbank.com/businesscard. Limited time offers subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. A division of Zions Bank Corporation N.A. Member FDIC.
IVC is celebrating 15 years providing quality service in Utah. You've probably heard the saying by now, life starts when the pain stops. IVC is the most trusted interventional and vein center in the state, and they've been voted best of Utah Valley 5 years running for very good reason. The seven physicians at IVC provide state-of-the-art comprehensive vein care with many years of experience. The team at IVC takes the time to get to know you and your veins, so you're comfortable with the right diagnosis and the right treatment. Patients are like family at IVC. You've probably heard many radio ads over the years with real people describing how IVC has dramatically improved their quality of life by eliminating the pain and discomfort caused by varicose veins. Well, what are you waiting for? Don't let vein disease slow you down even one more day, because life starts when the pain stops. Visit iVein.com today and set up a free screening. iVein.com.
We're watching Utah's Money, brought to you by Regions Blue Cross Blue Shield of Utah. Do you tip the mail carrier, the garbage man, the babysitter? If you don't, you have a lot of company. Creditcards.com reports the majority of people don't give holiday tips to the people who provide them with vital services. China is reportedly banning all government offices from using foreign-made computers. The ban to be phased in over the next 3 years could hurt star-spangled companies like HP and Dell. On Wall Street, the three-day win streak has been snapped. Apple fell 1.5% today. That put a dent in the Dow, and it was down 150 points, closing at 27,909. The S&P lost 9 points. The NASDAQ composite was off 34.